యుగం గింజన్ మదాత్ర అసంసాన్ సమగ్రం యథా జ్యేష్ఠతి తత్శ్రేయ శ్రీ భగవాన్ వారు భగవాన్ మీ ది సుప్రీం బీయింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో డిక్షనరీ వర్డ్ I consulted the Oxford Dictionary. God. God means the Supreme Being. And Supreme means, that is also stated in the dictionary, the greatest authority. So, God means the greatest authority Supreme being. We have got little idea of Supreme. Suppose when we go to watch in our office, the proprietor of the establishment or the managing director of the establishment, he is called the Supreme. We have got experience of the Supreme Court. In India we have got Supreme Court. If there is any judgment which is not accepted by the litigant, he can go to the Supreme Court. And in the judgment given in the Supreme Court is fine. No more any appeal, that is fine. Supreme means that, fine. So Bhagavan Uvasa, Bhagavan means the Supreme Being. We are all beings. We are also living entities. Similarly, Bhagavan or God, He is also a living entity. As a living entity, we are the same. But He is the Supreme Living. No more greater than Him. Here, we can distinguish, I am here. You may be greater than me. Another person may be greater than you. Another person may be greater than him. In this way, you go on searching, greater, 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 greater. And when you come to a person, nobody is greater than him. That is all. Nowadays it has become a fashion. So many gods, especially when they come to your country, Western country. But God can be plural now. God is always singular. Why? If God is plural number, then that is not God. That plural number God may be the living entity. We are living entities. And God is also living entity, but the Supreme Living. That is the difference. It is very statement. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana Eka Jo Bhavanam Vidudhati Kaman. Description of God. He is Nitya. Nitya means eternal. And we living entities, we are also eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We, at the present moment, in the material condition, we are changing body. That change of body is called death. Actually, the living entity within the body, he has no death, no birth. Najayate nam yateva kadati. Please restrict them to their boss in the baby tutors. So, God is also nitya, itan. We are also itan. God is also cognizant, and we are also cognizant. We have got knowledge. And God has got knowledge. The difference is that I have got knowledge limited within the limit of this body. I have no knowledge what is going on in your body. Neither you know what is going on in my body. Therefore, we are individuals. But God is on the individual. He spread everywhere. That is God. Annantarastam paramanusayantarastam. God is within this universe, within yourself, within myself, within the atom. Annantarastam paramanu means atom. He is within the atom. But I, you, we are limited within this world. We are limited. I cannot say that I understand what is going on in your body, pains and pleasure. That I cannot say. But I can understand pains and pleasure of my body. So, the quality is the same. God has knowledge. You, me, we have got knowledge. But our knowledge is limited. God's knowledge is unlimited. But knowledge is there, cognition. Therefore, the Veda says, Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. He is the supreme eternal amongst all other eternals. He is the supreme cognizant amongst all other cognizants. This is the difference. So Bhagavan is the supreme opulent. Bhaga means opulence, just like riches, reputation, strength, beauty, knowledge, renunciation. These are called opulence. So, every one of us has got little opulence. I have got also little money, you have got also little money. But I cannot claim, neither you can claim, that you are the proprietor of all the riches of the world or the universe. That you cannot claim. Nobody can. But God can claim. That is the difference. God can claim, as he claims, we understand from the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagvatavasam sarva-lopo-maheshtaram suridam sarva-bhutanam jyatramam shantumichyati. God says that I am the enjoyer of everything. We are acting in this material world to enjoy something. We are working day and night to break some food of our labor and enjoy. Everyone, either he is doing business, or he is a professional man, or he is a worker, or anything he is working very hard day and night to enjoy something. So, but we cannot claim that we can enjoy everything in this world, although we have got the desire, but limited power to enjoy. The unlimited enjoyer is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Just like we want to enjoy life, family life, we marry one wife, or in some countries, more than one wife, two, three, four. But when Krishna married, he married 16,000 108 ones. So, and 15,000 wives were given 16,000 talents. And each wife got 10 children. And Krishna also expanded himself into 16,184. That is God. For us, it is very difficult to maintain even one wife at the present moment. This is the difference. Just try to understand what is the meaning of this word Bhagavan. Bhava means opulence. This is one of the opulence, richness. When Krishna was present on this planet, he was so rich that he could maintain 16,000 queens in 16,000 very costly palaces made of marble, the furniture made of ivory, and the beds were made of silk, and each and every room was decorated, bedecked with jewels, glittering jewels, so that at night there was no need of electricity or gas. These descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam of Krishna's palace, Krishna's 16,000 wives, Krishna's expansion into 16,000 forms. This is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means unlimitedly potential. That is Bhagavan. So here in this chapter, we are trying to understand what is Bhagavan. This Krishna consciousness movement means to try to understand what is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. This is our endeavor. It is very difficult to understand Bhagavan, but there is a process. If you adopt that process, you can understand God or Bhagavan. That process is being described by the Supreme Lord Himself, Bhagavan. Bhagavan was. What is that process? Maya Sattamana Partha Jugam Jinjana Madasa Pasamsan Samadrama Jathar Yasati Tashino. My dear Arjuna, now I shall explain to you. If we hear this attention, Tashino. What is that? My asakta manasrasa. You have to increase your attachment for me. My asakta. My asakta. My means that me. And asakti means attachment. Maya sattva mana. Mind has to be trained up in such a way that you increase your attachment for God or Krishna. When you speak Krishna, you understand God. Krishna is one of the names of God. There are many millions of names of which Krishna is the chief, because this word Krishna means all attraction, because he is fully opulent. Just like he, in this material world, if one man is very rich, he is attracted. He draws attention of the people in general. If he is very powerful, he draws attention. If he is very reputed, famous, he draws attention. If he is very wise, learned, he draws attention. But Krishna has got all these things in fullness. Therefore, he draws attention of everyone. Therefore, his name is Krishna. This Krishna means all attractive. He has got all the attractive features. Therefore, he is called Krishna. So, Krishna says, just try to increase your attachment for me. Practice. please not to be done. Just like we have got attachment for something here in this material world. Somebody is attached to business, somebody is attached to romance, somebody is attached to man, somebody is attached to retail, somebody is attached to art, somebody is attached to so many things. There are many subject matters of attachment. So, attachment we have got, that we cannot deny. Everyone. We have got some attachment for something. That attachment should be transferred for Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. We are attached to something with consciousness, not blindly. So we have got the consciousness when we turn our attachment or train ourselves to increase our attachment for Krishna, that is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti. We have heard the name of Yoga. Yoga means connecting link. So, if you practice this Bhakti Yoga, then gradually you increase your attachment for Krishna. That is it. It is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyanam abhijanati jamanu jasyami saktapa. It is practice bhakti yoga. That is called bhaktya. Then you can understand me. Not otherwise. There are different types of yoga systems. Bhakti yoga, Gyanu yoga, Karma yoga, Hatha yoga, Dhyana yoga, so many yogas. But the Bhakti yoga is the supermost. That is stated in the last chapter. I am reading before you the 7th chapter. At the end of the 5th chapter, Krishna says, yoginamati sarvesam madgata antaratmana sudhyavan bhajati yogam sami yuktato matah. Yoginamati sarvesam. One who practices yoga system, he is called yogi. So Krishna says, yoginamati sarvesam. Of all the yogis, I have already stated, there are different kinds of yogis. Of all these yogis, yoginamati sarvesam. Sarvesam means of all. Yogis. Madhukata antaratmana. One who is thinking of me within himself. We can think of Krishna. We have Krishna's form. Krishna's deity we worship. So if we engage ourselves in the worship of the deity, the form of Krishna, which is non-different from Krishna, or in the absence of deity, if we chant the holy name of Krishna, that is also Krishna. Abhinnata Namana. Krishna is absolute. Therefore, there is no difference between him and his being. There is no difference between him and his form. There is no difference between him and his picture. There is no difference between him and his thoughts. Anything about Krishna is Krishna. This is called absolute knowledge. So either you chant the Krishna's name, or you worship Krishna's form, everything is Krishna. So there are different forms of devotional life. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Satyam, Atman, Nivedanam. You just hear about Krishna. Like hearing about Krishna. That's like just now we are trying to hear about Krishna. So, that hearing is also Krishna. These boys and girls are chanting. That chanting is also Krishna. Savanam Ketanam. Then Smaranam. When we chant of Krishna, if you remember the picture of Krishna, that is also Krishna. Or you see the picture of Krishna, that is also Krishna. You see the deity of Krishna, that is Krishna. You learn something about Krishna, that is also Krishna. So anyway, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Satham Atma Nivedanam. Any of the nine items, if you accept, is immediately contact Krishna. Either you accept all the nine items, or eight, or seven, or six, or five, or four, or three, or two, at least one, if you rigidly test and suppose you chanting, it does not cost anything. We are chanting all over the world. Anyone can chant by hearing us. It does not cost you. And if you chant, there is no loss on your part. So, but if you do, then immediately you contract this. That is very good. Immediately. Because Krishna's name and Krishna is not Avimla Pyar Namanam. These are the description of the Vedic teachers. Avimla Pyar Namanam. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Krishna's name is Chintamani. Chintamani means spiritual. Chintamani, Prakara, Sadhana, Su, Kalpa, Vikkala, Thapa, Sishma. These are the Vedic descriptions. Where Krishna lives, the place is described. Chintamani, Prakara, Sadhana, Su, Kalpa, Vikkala, Thapa, Sishma, Suravi, Ravipalayantam. So now, the holy name of Krishna is also Chintamani, spiritual. Nama Chintamani Krishna. He is the same Krishna person. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya. Chaitanya means not death, but living. You can get the same benefit by chanting names as you get a personally is talking with Krishna. That is also possible. But this is the gradually realized. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha means the pleasure, reservoir of all pleasure. As you chant the name of Hare Krishna. So gradually, you really some transcendental pleasure. Just like these boys and girls who are dancing, just dancing in joyfulness. Nobody could follow them. But they are not crazy people that they are chanting. Actually, they are giving some pleasure, transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they are dancing. It is not that the dog dance. No. It is really spiritual dance, the soul's dance. So, therefore he is called Rasa Vigraha, reservoir of all pleasure. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, purna, complete. Not that one person, less than Krishna, no. 10% Krishna. Purna means complete. Purna Shuddha. Shuddha means purified. There is contamination in the material. Material, any name you chant, because it is materially contaminated, you cannot continue for very long. This is another experience. But this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, if you go on chanting for 24 hours, you will never see anything. That is the test. You go on chanting. These boys can chant 24 hours without eating anything, without drinking water. It is so nice. Because it is completely spiritual. Shuddha. Shuddha means pure. Not materially conscious. Material pleasure, any pleasure. The highest pleasure in the material world is sex. But you cannot enjoy it 24 hours. That is not work. You can enjoy it for 2 minutes. That's all. Even if you are forced to enjoy, you reject it. No, no more. That is material. But spiritual means, there is no end. You can enjoy perpetuity 24 hours. That is spiritual. Brahma Sokham Anandam. Anandam. Anandam is unending. So, in order to enjoy the spiritual pleasure, you have to practice some tapasya, austerity. Because you are spiritual, every one of us spiritual. Aham Brahmasmi. We are not this material body. You change. 3, 4, 5 years. Again you change. Another body. This changing of body is going on because we are seeking material things. So, God is giving us different types of body for enjoying different types of material things. But, if you want to enjoy a spiritual place, then you do not require to change body. That is the mission of Krishna consciousness. That every one of you want pleasure. But that pleasure in the material world, you cannot enjoy particularly. But if you purify yourself of this material contamination, if you do not accept this material body again, and you remain in your spiritual body, then you enjoy transcendental bliss, eternal. So this human form of life is meant for that purpose. Lower than the human form of life, cats and dogs, they cannot understand what is spiritual place. That is not possible. But in the human form of life, you can understand what is spirit, and what is matter, and what is spiritual pleasure, and what is material pleasure. These distinctions we can make. That much consciousness is developed in the human form of life. But if we misuse this developed consciousness for material pleasure, then we are missing the opportunity. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Our Krishna consciousness movement is that you have got this human form of body. Don't miss the opportunity that you can, if you properly utilize, if you train yourself, you can be transferred to the platform of eternal spiritual bliss. This is Krishna consciousness. So here Krishna is stating himself how you can become Krishna conscious. The first item he says, Muya Saptamana Prattha, my dear Arjuna. If you increase your attachment for me, that is the beginning. And that is the end. That is beginning and that is end. It is not that beginning is something, spiritual name. It is nothing beginning, nothing end. The beginning and end is the same thing. If you increase your attachment for Krishna, because at the present moment, in our material condition and life, we have no attachment for Krishna. We have got attachment for non-Krishna. So we have to transfer that attachment to Krishna. Attachment is there. Simply, you have to banish the object of attachment. So here it is said, Maya Saptamana Prattha. Yogam Yunyanamadasya. This is yoga. This is meditation. If you are fond of meditation, then you meditate upon Krishna, on the form of Krishna. Play flute, bleed collar, having a He took off feather on his head. They described him there. Barahava tamsa matitam mudasundaram Bhimum pannantam aravinda dalarkasam Barahava tamsa matitam mudasundaram Kandatta koti tamani vitesu suham Govindamari kuntam tamaham bhaja Bhimum pannantam Krishna is, you see, Krishna's picture, always a fruit in his hand. Always joyful. Because he is the Supreme Lord, there is nothing morose. Always joyful. That is the symptom of spiritual life. You see Krishna always smiling, always playing on his throne, as you see in this material world also. Some boy, he has got a flute and he is playing in Jnana. So, this is imitation. That enjoyment will not last. But Krishna's flute playing is eternal. Is enjoying eternal. Bhimum pannantam aravinda dalayakasam. And the eyes are just like lotus petals. Very beautiful. Bhimum pannantam aravinda dalayakasam. Varahavatam samasitam buddhist. Varahavatam. A peacock feather. He's very fond of a peacock feather. So, that is on his head. Varahavatam sa mositam buddha sundaram. Very beautiful body. Like new blackish flower. But very beautiful. Blackish flower. Mositam buddha sundaram. Kandatva koti kamanina. But although he's blackish, he is more beautiful than millions and trillions of cupids. Kanda, therefore, he is all beautiful. Vinam kandantam aravinda dalayatasam parahavatam samasitam mudasundana kandatva koti kamanina visheshasam. Visheshasam. Specifically beautiful. Visheshasam. Govindam adipurisam tamam. So, this deity, description of Krishna, is there in the temple, in the book. So, if you always simply think of the beautiful form of Krishna, that is called perfect meditation. If you simply think, that is very easy. We are always attracted by beautiful things. So, Krishna is the most beautiful. So, if you meditate upon Krishna, then your meditation becomes very easy and perfect. Because Krishna has said that yoginamati sarvesham madhukatantra. Of all these yogis, one who is thinking of me within himself, madhukatantra, sadhyavan, with devotion and faith. Bhagati Duma engaged in devotion, some angels, he is a first class. So you can become a first class yogi at home without any expenditure, without any loss, but you can become the greatest yogi and achieve the result. Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. And we are distributing this system of yoga. We don't charge anything. We are not businessmen that we give you something and charge. Of course, when we give you book, we test, because we have to pay to the printer, to the press man. That is another thing. So far, our words are concerned, our service is concerned, we don't charge anything. That is not all. That is free. So Krishna says, Maya Sattva Manasva. In this way, you can begin your attachment for Krishna. Manyasattamanatma, yoga, this is yoga. To increase attachment for Krishna is the first class, yoga system. But how it can be done? Manyasattamanatma, yoga, jnana, most ashraya, you have to take shelter of Krishna or he represents it. Ashraya. Ashraya means to take shelter. He cannot practice his yoga separately. He has to take shelter of Krishna or his devotee. That is called madasana. Or madasana means one who has taken shelter of me. One may say that how can I take shelter of Krishna? Krishna is not here present. He is present everywhere. It is a question of realization. Then you can take shelter of his representative. Madasana. Asamsana samadra man jathada sasitas asamsana. Without any doubt, samadra, incomplete, jatha, as, jyasasi, you can understand, tatsino, you hear from. Krishna is describing himself, how you can increase your attachment for Krishna. This will be very elaborately described. We have no time to read now. But one or two verses I can speak with the Guru, just like Krishna says, Rasoham Mastu Kaunti, Prabhasmi Sasishujan. Rasoham means the test, attractive test, just like when you eat sweetmeat or any eatables. There is some nice test for which you eat. Or you drink water. You are thirsty. You want water. But there is a good taste in the water. Otherwise, how you quench your thirst? There is everyone. So Krishna says, Rasoham Asukanti. Any liquid thing. The taste which attracts you. That is all. Even if you are a drunkard, you are fond of tasting wine. I should recommend that you simply think that this taste of wine is Krishna. That will make you yogi. That will make you the greatest yogi if you simply think that I am tasting wine. Very nice taste. This is me. Is there any loss if you think like that? This is Krishna. Rasoham Mapsukanti. Prabhasmi Sasishudra. And the shining of the sun and the moon. Now, every day morning, you see the sun shining. So as soon as you see the sun shining, if you think of Krishna, or the sun shining is Krishna, you become a yogi. You become a yogi. At night also, as soon as you see the moon shining, so immediately you think this moon shining is Krishna. So you can become Krishna conscious in any circumstances. There is no limitation that you have to become Krishna conscious under this condition, that condition. The condition will be enunciated later on. First of all, try to become Krishna conscious. At least you drink water and so many times in a day, you just try to think that the taste of the water is Krishna. That is the beginning of your Krishna yoga system. And then, if you chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then you become gradually the greatest yogi without becoming very learned scholar, without becoming Vedanti, without becoming Vrindavanishwar. Simply by this process, you try to practice and your life will be perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.